Part two of the coronavirus 19 to talk about it. Here we go. We're coming back with another episode about it. We're going to talk about it, and we're losing our fucking minds because we're sitting and stuck in a fucking house.
Well, alrighty then, there, fella.
There you go. That's what I'm talking about. I need the same energy around the room.
And how's your form holding up there, big guy?
It's holding up real good.
Alrighty there, Flex.
I owe T-Mobile money.
I can guarantee you I'm not on that type of
thing. Niggas making funny voices like Simpsons characters.
First of all, the Simpsons predicted this.
Simpsons predicted anything. Somebody in the Simpsons got a time machine.
I am trying to meet that person even though he died.
The Simpsons don't predict nothing.
They predicted everything.
Okay, I'm going to give that scientific fact a whole water. The Simpsons predicts everything. The internet told you the Simpsons predict everything.
No, they actually predicted Donald Trump being president.
Donald Trump also in the 80s said he would run for president.
Curious I am.
It's not like he came out of nowhere. Oh, Yoda's back. Yo, we ain't seen Yoda in a minute. We ain't seen Yoda since Garfield, right?
Yoda has been hiatus.
Wait, he's hanging out in the Dagobah?
Jedi powers back to full strength.
He's not on the Dagobah system.
Ready to battle COVID-19?
That nigga Anakin scared the shit out of you. We ain't seen you in 30 years.
Rebellion lost. Here I still stand.
The lightsaber kills Corona. It has UV in it.
Lightsabers don't exist.
Rebellion has abandoned me. Here I still stand. There is still hope.
Yo, word up, shout out
I
to Baby Yoda.
I say with question mark.
You said shout out to Baby Yoda. Didn't somebody punch him?
I'm being sarcastic about shout out to Baby Yoda. We ain't need a Baby Yoda.
Why?
Because Disney think they could. Okay.
I'm not getting sued
by Disney.
Rebranding?
Has anyone seen my youngling?
I got enough beef with China.
are we gonna talk about China? Do y'all wanna really go there?
I mean, I'm in a position where I can't speak about China, but I'm afraid of my life, you know, where my wife lives.
That's different. That, you know, they live here. They don't live there.
Them niggas, they are as long. See what they did to Transformers movies?
What, they're trying to bring Cybertron to Earth?
Why they had a whole car chase in China? I don't think you noticed. China funds most of the movies for Hollywood now. They front the money for the producers. That's why all these movies has to have a part in China in like the last 10 years. There's a part of every movie, major blockbuster, that's filmed in China. And they have to make concessions toward China.
Hey, somebody fact check that. Was the Avengers filmed in... Oh, shit.
Probably most of the whole
Black Panther.
MCU.
Black Panther, that
was Korea.
Black Panther.
I got you, though. That was Korea.
I was gonna say that was in China. Oh, thank God.
I like that I'm green.
He's still Yoda. Snap out of it.
Your lightsaber green too. Wait, is that why Mace Windu joint was purple? Because he black? Shout out to Destiny Peterson. Destiny Peterson.
He black.
He black.
All right, I'm back.
Shove it, you will not.
Just yeah, I didn't know that was Angel the whole time.
Get out of here, man.
He's so good.
Unbelievable.
He's all right. So good.
Yo, what's up? What's up, y'all? Yo, Angel back in the house.
You and Yoda together.
Right back in the house.
Yeah, Yoda. Yeah, he's my partner in crime.
Yo, speaking of that, shout out to Kim for putting me onto the office. When Son tried to front like he had full body burns to get the job. He was like, what if you got it? He was like, I would have assumed a new lifestyle. Shout out to Determination. What's his name? The German dude?
Wait.
The one that could read German when he was trying to fix the printer from the office. Son that set off the fire alarm.
Dwight.
His name is Dwight?
Dwight.
Shout out to Dwight. That's me at the job.
Dwight is the most funniest person in the office. Like, he literally... So this is how I got into the office, was the fire drill. Like, he literally created a fake fire drill. And panic. It caused a whole panic.
He wasn't panicking. He made
he was calm. He made them panic. Somebody got a heart attack. It was hilarious.
The cat?
They threw a cat through the ceiling.
And it came right out the ceiling.
Here's my recommendation. If you are bored at home from COVID-19, please check out the fire drill from The Office.
Ricky Gervais, my PayPal account is... Squad to the cool. What? I'm not giving free promotions. Send that chicken.
Oh, man. Please sponsor Talk About It if you know if anybody.
Nah, knows. Ricketts Racing, that's $5. I might watch one of his movies because he ain't funny. He's just British.
Damn, that's cold.
It's true.
It's the most trusted accent in the. Whatever. I'm not getting on to that.
No, you should. We ain't got nothing but time. We ain't quarantined.
People.
There's a lot British of things you don't have. There's a lot of things you have time for right now that you didn't have time for when outside was open.
Hold on a second. Did we check on her? What's her name? Shorty that was going downstairs to get a cold pop.
Oh.
Ain't nobody got time for that. What she got time for right now? Sweet Brown, right?
Sweet Brown got a lot of...
Sweet Brown, where you at? Look, Sweet Brown, hit my jack. You still owe me that
time
money.
For everything right now. And by the way, Lawrence, I'm supposed to...
Lord Jesus, it's a fire.
I'm supposed to tie you up and torture you for your cheesecake recipe.
From who? Who said that, Karen?
Yes.
Bro, Google it.
No.
Google it.
She said she said specifically tie you up and torture you.
Bro, I told you the last time. Recipe. I told you the last time. Hey, she called me at like 2 in the morning.
This is when she was pregnant.
Yeah, I talk about I want some cheesecake. I'm going to make it. Because you don't say no to pregnant women, but...
And also your goddaughter.
It's going to be it.
Yeah, and your undeveloped goddaughter. Yeah.
When Autumn calls me up and is like, I want some cheesecake. I'm like, all
right. Yo, Autumn is fresh as hell right now. She's getting on my nerves. I was in the car today. I told her, you can't have a lollipop. She said, don't talk to me like that. I literally pulled over. I was like, and I turned around, who the hell are you talking to? She said, I didn't say anything. I'm like, I'm 2 blocks away from the highway, headed to my mom's house. She's like, daddy. Say anything.
She pulled a Tyreek on you from power.
I said, first of all, you said I'm bugging? She's like, daddy, you bugging. Go in the gas station, get grandma juice, and go back in the car and house. Grandma juice is Coors Light, by the way.
Oh. I just want to let grandma know I ain't got nothing to do with that.
Yo.
I'm not getting smacked in the ball.
Yep. That's why I didn't say nothing.
Why y'all think my family would like that? Y'all need to relax.
Mm-hmm. Smacking people at barbecues.
Yeah, like, we don't do that. We're civilized. We're just straight civilized.
You're gonna lie all day. We might as well just talk about the losers.
No.
Oh, they got me.
COVID.
They got you. It's from your job.
23 days. 23 days quarantine.
Got me essentially killed. All
right, cool.
23 days quarantine right sponsored now, by.
I ain't even joking. God bless, but I don't see it coming. But if I get some shit like that, even not this one, like if it another one, oh, y'all gonna hear about it. Niggas gonna be dropping like flies. Like, oh shit, 14 people shot, choked, kicked, punched, thrown off roof. What the hell is going on in New York City? We got a vigilante.
Here's my thought process since this is part two.
Shit, I'm going cave diving.
Here's my thought process of the whole thing. What if. Like, what post-apocalyptic thing would you prefer?
We had this already.
Yeah,
we did this.
I understand that.
Remember, you wanted a helicopter.
No,
I wanted a helicopter. He said a yacht.
No, you wanted a yacht.
He
wanted a helicopter.
Yeah,
I wanted a kayak and a pedal bike.
I was thinking
and I'm still in the process of buying a pedal bike.
It was so fucking funny because I'm like, yo, this is
my groin heels. Why that fucking skateboard?
We just did this episode and look what happened.
But this ain't apocalypse.
I mean, it's kind of like that.
No, it's not. Y'all just want it to be because television and movies has told you The Purge, The Walking Dead, 48 years later, monkeys screaming. What's the other shit that was popping on things? Outbreak was on Netflix? I had that shit on VHS when I lived on Richard Street. Why is that still a thing? It should go away.
See, here's my
thing. Would you watch Face Off today?
Yes.
You know what I did watch?
I love Face Off.
You know since there's such thing as updates, I decided I wanted to update and upgrade my chopper. With a motorized scooter.
Just in case you ran out of shit.
He can change it now.
You know how the motorcycles got the little sidecar? He gotta have a little ass scooter with a big ass helicopter attached to it. Me with his helmet on.
Roger that.
Wait, he don't need to steal gas from me now.
Gas. He's gonna need help with that big ass helicopter. You know how to, you know how to fix stuff.
I could fix Keon's haircut with the rear tire. Wow. Just ready.
Yo, y'all know how they be doing the stunt
shit.
Wow.
Oh, Keon, I love you, man. I love you.
Apparatus.
Wow.
It's gonna be one little scooter with a big ass shit around it, looking like a crane.
First of all, a haircut is an irresponsible purchase right now, so fuck you. No, fuck you, sir.
I'm with you on that, though, man.
So, here's my thing. So, like, yo, I prefer zombies. But Walking Dead zombies, not like World War Z zombies. Fuck that shit.
Hold on. They run and they go head first. Why do you prefer zombies?
You know why.
No. I want to know why.
Kill them without conscience.
Exactly. motherfuckers want zombies. What if it was baby zombie apocalypse? Like only newborn babies turned into zombies.
That's fucked up.
Right? But you just want dead humans you could kill without remorse. This world is in a fucking handbasket to Satan.
What do you want?
I don't want any apocalypse. I'd rather fucking media take us out like the dinosaurs. I don't want a long, drawn-out fight against
First
death.
Of all,
somebody gonna be
like, a Fist of the North Star apocalypse.
I've never seen that.
Fist of the North Star?
Wow.
Kenshiro?
You never saw Fist of the North Star?
Mm-mm.
We can get
you
some.
The dude that can touch you in any fucking pressure point. And
you never saw Fist of the North Star?
No.
I don't know if we related, man. Can we take how you call uncle? And paternity and maternity.
Definitely not maternity.
I need one of them tests.
I've never seen it before, but like,
never so.
I definitely wouldn't be zombies, but it would definitely be like humanity versus humanity, like the Division. Like this whole thing playing out right now is definitely the opening of the Division. And I've been saying this to all my friends. No, Division is trash, but the opening and everything that's been going on is like.
Even though there's a virus involved and all of that shit, I didn't play part 2 because part 1 was such a disappointment. I don't need a face mask to kill people. I needed a purple face mask to boost my points to go fight the dude with the orange health bar. Good Division. See what y'all tried to do. You skipped a couple steps though. Knee pads, book bag, all this shit. Everything ought to be all right, cool. But what I'm saying is.
They had it right.
Okay, so the image they purported was rebels fighting against.
No, so what it was...
Righteous versus rambunctious, right? Having a fight. But there was only maybe 10,000 persons in New York City. That was part 1 was New York City. Part 2 was D.C., right?
No, part 1 was...
say New York City. We'll punch him in his head.
No. You're absolutely right. Part 1 was New York City. Yeah.
Part 2 was D.C., so why'd you say no?
No, I'm saying what you said before that. Not the amount where it took place.
The amount of humans...
So it took out half the population because the virus spread it through a scientist.
Of the planet or New York City?
Planet.
Okay.
So
do you know how many people live on New York City, like in the city alone?
So they said like it took at least 7 million.
That's not half of New York City. That's closer to like 80% of New York City. So even with that 80%, there would still be at least two million. Working, moving humans alive in New York City. Are there 2 million people in that game? It was 8 niggas in the game.
Yeah.
It was a scientist, his daughter that died by the car, you pick up the phone.
It was definitely...
It's not your fault.
No, it's definitely was half the population. No, it definitely was half the population, but it was a man-made virus by a scientist that was spreaded through money on Black Friday.
Spread through money.
Yeah, so...
That's spread it. You can't spread it.
No, they put it on money and then
you can't spread it a virus.
No.
This is what you said. It was spread through money on Black
Yeah, it was
Friday.
Spread through money. Yeah, thank you. It was spread it through damn it.
See how they think out Friday to spread money?
Definitely black it was spread it through Black Friday.
That Friday black.
So it was just a contact touch. So it definitely just
Yeah, I remember the opening scene.
Yeah.
But it was stupid. The amount of people willing to do the right thing. Was so much outweighed by the people willing to do the wrong
thing. Oh, so it was a secret. It was a secret organization which was called the Division. It was like they was recruited in the army. Like basically, when shit go left, you're called in. So like you're a sleeper agent. No. So this is what the Division was built on. So when shit go left, you're called in.
Hmm? Where was the real army?
Gone.
How?
It's gone.
Why?
Because they turned on. There was no government. So they.
Wait. So the soldiers. Died because there was no
government. The soldiers turned into their own gang.
Okay, so the military
turned to their own gang. No president, no nothing. So they didn't answer to nobody but themselves.
So the people who joined the military only joined it so they could follow the president, not because they wanted to do the right thing for the country? The division wouldn't work in Wisconsin, is all I'm saying. There wouldn't be no people out there with purple things and flamethrowers. The boys that pick up hay and raise cows, they'd have killed all of them. That's what I mean. The game itself is driven...
Well, it was only focused on New York, but I'm just saying, like...
The game is driven to say good over evil in the context of evil is a mass and good is such a small portion. It's a nasty thing. And that thing is spinning out of... Walking Dead. 16 good people, 5,000 terrible people.
So would you... like? All right. And the situation that we are right now and how everything is going, do you really think...
It's a flu, son. They're not comparable things.
No.
People want to compare them. It's even been compared to 9/11, which is disgusting.
Not comparing that to that, but I'm just saying, like, yeah, I'm talking about the versus the good and evil thing. Like, do you really think that's a bad portion to how it is? Like, good versus evil out here? If you had a chance to chance to do bad without no repercussions, would you really be out here doing good?
I'm just going to point out
that good and bad is subjective.
That's fair. But that's not a real question, what you just asked me. What you asked me was, if you could get away with doing something that's not productive, would you do it versus doing something good? I wouldn't even say good being productive, but something that is not non-productive. The answer would absolutely no. I would always do the non-productive thing because that's the human nature. But if you face yourself with what you propose, which is like...
Moral compass. You're like, what's your moral compass? It is. It's the good and evil.
No, when shit hits the fan, you don't need a moral compass anymore. You have to have foundation, is what I'm saying. So you can be a good person in a fucked up situation and make bad decisions. It's the fucked up situation that changes the good over evil. What I'm saying is the probability of being bad in a situation that when you face... utter demise is not higher than the probability of being good, because we need community, we need society. There's no way you can make a band of vagabonds without some kind of trust, legacy, loyalty. You have to build this structure to be good and care about one another, and you will be a bunch of criminals or crooks on the other side doing a bad thing. Now, these are conscious humans versus conscious humans. If you want to go back to your zombie thing, then of course the zombies are the bads. Everyone gets to be good now because the dead people are the bad. It's a different dynamic. It's not really comparable.
No, I understand. I hear what you're saying. Like, but...
There is really no other means of anything that qualifies as good. You are dealing with zombies. That are unintentionally bad. They're just walking dead.
I don't know why they keep shooting at them damn zombies. Just get a stick.
You are you're a really long stick. You're good automatically if you want to rid this walking dead shit, so you can reestablish the society.
We can repurpose your helicopter and the scooter and the kayak, and we can make a floating flying saucer
and take care of that haircut
and make little slits on the side. And then just take the stick and poke it out and kill the zombies. Because we're in a flying saucer.
And take care of Keon's haircut.
What?
Yeah.
It should look like the flying saucer. What was the same song from X-Files when you was kidding? So I got a Scully and Mulder.
I don't have to take
this shit. You have to take your shit. You're left it alone. So I'll just go for a taste.
Wait, hold on.
Shout out to the smoker, man.
I gotta let him do it again.
Wait, Angie, gotta do it again? Wait, hold on. Do that same sound effect you did again? Go ahead. Yo, they fucked up TGI Friday. As soon as they came out, TGI Friday was a dub. X-Files killed it. Damn. No more four. No, not four houses. What's the other shit? With my the Winslows.
Family house?
No more family matters.
That's because none of that shit matters.
Damn. Yo. Alright, so what's the best thing to do right now when you're quarantined?
Like, push-ups.
Yes.
Work out. I'm keep your mind right. Go equipment. See the sun. Go dips, see the sun every push-ups. Day. You're going to need that vitamin D.
Sit out in the
D.
sun. Get
no
that
pause.
D.
Yep. You're going to need that vitamin D. Mm-hmm.
In all shapes and form.
I said no pause. You don't need the vitamin. I don't need the other vitamin D. No, I'm good. We didn't say ladies. We said you. And I'm a you. And I don't need no
one
in shape to
giving vitamin D to women.
Yeah. I...
Oh, shit. Oh, God. Oh, we're having fun.
About them Knicks. The Knicks.
They not even playing.
You mean the Knickers?
The Knickers.
The Knickers.
I made a mistake. I confused Knicks with Lakers. No, you were calling black people Knickers.
Yeah,
that's what you were
exactly
doing.
Exactly.
Sarah.
Dick.
Hey, Lakers. Shout out to all the cool Sarahs out there. Not to be racist.
Yo, you heard they're Sarah. They're trying to make Karen a racist term. Like they're saying Karen is racist.
C-A-R-I-N-G or the name Karen, K-A-R-E-N.
K-A-R-E-N. Like if you were to call like,
I know
if you were to say Karen's wilding out. They'd be like, oh, it's racist towards older white women. Like, that's what they're trying to say.
So what about Tyrone?
Exactly. Right. Like, you better call on Tyrone.
Well, she was black. You can't race yourself.
No, but they definitely been using it. Like, you better call.
No,
oh,
I'm
you're Tyrone.
About, yeah, you know where Tyrone came from?
Mm. Erykah Badu?
I can't help this boy. Tyrone from the internet. I'm here to bang your wife.
I know that.
No, you don't, because you just said Erykah Badu. Can't.
Bro, that's where he got that shit from.
Sure.
Come on, son.
Yeah, sure.
I'm Tyrone. Yeah. I mean, how you fuck your wife. Yeah, long dick stuff. Come on, he didn't get that from Erykah?
Yeah, he got it from Erykah, by the way. Yep.
He wearing a do-rag and a white beater. He,
oh,
she perfectly described
Karen,
that.
Karen, you're such a sexy soccer
Tyrone
mom.
Was never described in the song.
Come get your shit.
That's not a description of Tyrone.
I know. Karen. Karen. Why do you have to be so fucking literal? I'm not even really... Really, come on.
Karen, you're such a sexy soccer mom.
When you hear Tyrone, you think of a do-rag and a white beater. And Tims.
Tyrone from the
and Tims.
I thought it was a planet.
What?
My bad.
I must escape to the Tyronia sector.
I think I'd just be re-edumacated.
How many people do you think live on planet
Tyrone?
Nah,
that was wrong.
We should do a planet Tyrone. We should make a map. And
yes, I like that.
Planet
continent.
Tyrone?
Planet Tyrone.
Seasons. You're not gonna make it racist. It's gonna be dope. Like, they're gonna have a Chinatown.
Planet
we got
Tyrone.
Italy. We
Planet Tyrone.
Flatbush.
AK drones.
Flatbush could be like the whole Iceland.
Planet Tyrone. 8 to 10K
island
drones.
Hop, you can just cross the street.
They're gonna have, are they all gonna have Tims?
I don't know if Tims gonna be relevant on Planet Tyrone. We just might cancel snow.
If you're going crazy, that means you're blending in really well.
He black.
He definitely black.
Sookie, sookie.
She's Japanese, I would imagine.
Nice.
Suki, no, she could be Chinese too. Sukiyaki, huh?
Durr, who goes there?
To me, I'm not paying
wow.
y'all.
Wow. Last Dragon?
Yeah. If you got the clue, you know. Shout out to Timac. Thanks for making
you
my life.
You are the last dragon. You possess the power of the glow.
Wait, hold on. Wait. Let me do this one thing. I'm going to mute everybody. Leroy.
You gotta do it right though. You gotta do it right. Right. Hey yo, Leroy.
Leroy. Well, it's
there's two. There's hey yo, Leroy. Right. That's the one where he.
When he first kicked him through the thing, he was like.
And
Leroy!
Other one is Leroy! You warmed up yet?
Lead time's over.
Time for your bath.
That's what he said, right? Time for your bath. Random vat of water sitting next to him.
Time for your bath.
Man, who's the master?
He was so confused when he glowed. He's like, why are you glowing?
That's probably why Ninja wanna fuck me up. Nigga, tell you from Rome. Shit. Watching too much Last Dragon, he thinks that's how this shit work.
He think,
who's the master? I'm gonna fuck you up, nigga.
He thought he was gonna glow yellow. What's he called yellow?
He catch bullets with your teeth, I'm shooting in your
knee. You mad funny because
like,
you yellow.
Only one of us can rock Soul Glow.
Alright.
All this for Jerry Girls.
You can't catch a bullet with your kneecap.
Don't make fun of Jerry Kids, man.
I'm just about to spray, man. They both had their... The glow was more now on their heads than their hands.
Hey, Jerry curls?
Mass ain't got no time for no job turkeys like you. They got dumped by two Asian cats on Canal Street.
Am I the meanest? Am I the prettiest?
All right, let's get back to work.
Oh, my God. Yo, show enough was definitely...
Wait, that shit was recording the whole time?
Yes.
I thought we were shooting the shit.
Nah, that definitely was weird. That was a good movie. That was a great,
it's a terrible,
a great
movie.
Fucking movie.
It's a fucking horrible
it
movie.
It was great and terrible. It was good and terrible.
Good and terrible. Yeah, back to me.
Get
a round of applause for that shitty ass movie. That movie good. Yeah, good and terrible.
Bravo.
Great. Oh my God.
It's hard. Why'd they have a breakdance party in the middle of... In the middle of infiltrating an illegal drug operation, there's a dance party in the back of the same place where the illegal drug operation is happening.
Suki, who kicked that one?
With piranhas. Nah, that was the mask.
Don't forget the piranha tank upstairs.
The piranha tank was by the door to go break dance. What was her name?
Hothead Knees Cool.
What was homegirl name? I think she was staying out with Prince. Abalonia or some shit.
Was it Abalonia?
Yeah. I think it was Abalonia. It was Abalonia. One of those.
Wait, you talking about the chick?
I ain't gonna make the joke.
Wait.
She not with us no more, so I ain't gonna joke on it.
Yeah.
The shorty who sang Good Enough from Goonies? Wasn't she?
I don't listen to that type of music.
Sydney.
But the little breakdancing situation with the kids, they were popping lock in. They were little bros and they getting crazy.
What's her name? If you lost, song of mine. Time after time. What's her name? Sydney,
Sydney Porter, yeah. I know like three Sydneys. Sydney should be racist. Fuck Karen. All the Sydneys I know are me, man. Except they boys. All the black boys I know. Nah, Sydney
back
boys,
to 1985.
Boys. All the girls I know named Sydney, they eat white.
Wow. That's Sid. Cool. That's legit.
Yo, shout out to Sid for fighting
face. What about Sydney Portier?
She black?
No, he.
He black?
He black.
Are you black?
He an actor.
Nah, he's doing his Robert Downey Jr. shit.
That's what I was like. Is that a black voice? I'm not sure what that is. His lips is poking out a little too far.
Hey, if you gotta get that octave, you gotta put the lips out. You need a little bit more. You know you got Lilo and Stitch lips.
Okay. Oh my God.
Look, ain't nothing else to do in this quarantine.
Oh, we was talking about the shit that's
Pornhub is at its all highs.
Oh, I bet it is.
Fuck Pornhub, Costco, because that is all high.
That too.
Oh, man. Like, how do you feel being in the supermarket?
Yo, hold on. Since you want to hit me with the thing that you never got to when you wasn't picked the apocalypse, what would you rather be an addict of right now and you can't choose alcohol? And weed.
Damn.
You gotta pick narcotics.
Like
crystal meth, cocaine, crack, heroin, that's fucking mollies. Dumb shit.
I wouldn't say shrooms.
Frog oil, shrooms is in there.
Shrooms.
Any of the shit you gotta call three people to get one of, let's figure it out. What would you rather be a fiend of right now?
Acid.
How you gonna get it though? And you have to say why.
I would
say. It's like an essay question now. Yeah, but doop doop doop.
I would say acid.
You can't pick vagina. I see y'all sneaky motherfuckers licking your lips.
I would say acid because to keep my mind active. Like my,
how do you get it though? That the big part
the crazy,
is not
yeah,
just
that's the
like
crazy
it doesn't drop
it.
Out of an airplane.
I mean, like
what's the easiest narcotic or controlled substance to get your hands on right now?
It would be shrooms then. But I don't even want shrooms. I can't do shrooms.
How do you get shrooms? White people sell you other shit.
Yeah, they got it in capsules now. It's fucking crazy.
Ooh, and you just like hit a number and they go.
That's it.
It's crazy.
They have a whole delivery service of weed too.
So we're clear.
Well, we can't pick.
You can grow your own shrooms too.
Nah, I don't want that butt sauce in my house. You gotta put doodoo in the mud. We gonna get doodoo.
Fertilizer.
You gotta dry it out.
Yeah, I would go with
shrooms. You can grow your own cocaine too.
Shrooms?
I ain't seen a nigga grow one.
Yeah, I'll go with shrooms.
How can you like possibly?
Yo,
do...
all the niggas that be growing weed in the crib.
He
why
said,
don't grow
do shrooms
cocaine?
Consistently. They
don't think
you
that
do
much.
Shrooms consistently.
Yeah, yeah, man. Strategically.
I'm going to make it go home.
The kid's like,
how is that strategic?
I've been telling Keon for years, bro.
I'd be happy
out,
to explain
dealer.
That.
Like the drug dealer. Like,
yep.
Take over.
Everything.
Hey, guys. I played nice with y'all.
Shrooms.
Shit ain't work out.
Shrooms. I'm glad, bro. I tried. We tried it y'all way. We tried that 9 to 5.
Yeah, I've been there. I've definitely been there.
To be honest, I believe Lawrence when he says that. I mean, like, he'll make a great person in that career. I'm not gonna rename it, but like, shrooms is a horrible drug to do recreational.
Yeah, thanks. That's your choice.
I'm not trying to be recreational about it.
He said he'll do shrooms. I said acid.
Oh, I'm fucked up. I thought he said shrooms.
No, you said no alcohol, no weed. I can't do. I'm just trying to get high. That's just my regular shit.
I'm seeing the shit that don't come up on drugs.
I don't want to do cocaine. That shit is terrible.
Nah, it's over. Cause you're gonna be stuck on that shit when you get out.
Shit, I'm gonna go outside.
Yeah, I could probably do 2 weeks of crack. You. Think about it. That nigga run out. Wait, I call him. He don't got no more. I'm like, guess I'll drink this Budweiser. So you re up. But cocaine.
That's a hell of a drug.
You're going to the airport right now, like, fix it.
First of all, crack?
You know crack is a derivative of cocaine.
I hear you. Okay. I understand
I'm not
that.
Doing heroin, ever.
No, that's terrible.
Even if I got shot in the leg, don't give me that fucking morphine, nothing.
That is just terrible.
What, crack?
Yes.
It's fast. It's easy. It's like smoking a bogey. We're cracking it. That's not how crack works,
that's
bro.
That's not crack.
That's heroin.
He was just applauding.
With his forearm.
With his forearm. He was applauding with his forearm.
My girl likes to party on the top.
Now, if I had to pick one, it definitely wouldn't be ecstasy. 9 times like this, you fucking want to use ecstasy, you're going to jump off the roof.
It definitely I think would have Molly. To be crack.
Hit me off with some shrooms and just Molly's nonstop like, skits shit. Of SNL.
Nah, I think crack would be the safest drug to be addicted to right now. Cause you get high for like 10 minutes and then you fucking fall asleep. All the other shit makes you want to run around and explore the earth. Shit. You'll be climbing the fucking rocks and
Prospect. With all the cereal
Park.
That I have, man. Cereal and then fall asleep. With all the cereal that I have, yeah, bowl of cereal.
Yo,
then
imagine
I fall asleep.
Having a coke habit right now, right? Being on a lockdown, isolation, whatever that shit is called. Quarantine. No roommates, no spouse, no immediate family. And a good job and a person that's willing to bring you cocaine.
Bro, I'm about to make Uber for drugs.
You having that's what Uber's for. Wait, Uber ain't for drugs. You about to have a Richard Pryor weekend. Like the Wall Street dudes right now?
Oh, yeah.
That's used to going out Thursday, going AC, going crazy, hanging out.
That place right look like now? hoarder joints right now. They got their mattresses barricaded
clean,
all over like
Maria's not coming out
the windows.
This whole thing is about to change everybody's perspective on doing business. Like, at home, deliveries is the best route to go right now.
No, I'm good.
Yeah, same here.
I ain't order a fucking thing yet. If it ain't coming through the mail or like UPS, I ain't ordering no fucking food from y'all people crazy.
So far, just a few times.
How they essential? How grub up? How?
My brother and I, we cook, man. We do our own thing, man. We cook.
Oh, yeah, I've been cooking. I'm not even going
to
lie.
I went to pick up a pizza,
there's
though.
Been there's been days. There's been days.
Yo, you ever tried to ride a skateboard holding a pizza? Like a box of pizza?
How the fuck do you do that?
I got on the bus when it came. Oh, it was difficult. I was trying to go straight at the same time. Shit's lying around. No. How far is this motherfucking bus? I thought I had it, too.
So how's the bus work? You can't even swipe. You can't go through the back, right?
Yeah, don't stop me from paying. Sorry, you know, I would love to pay you today for a ride. Tomorrow,
yeah.
Get on this bus, man.
I'll gladly pay you Tuesday for a ride today.
For all of these rides today, man. You going to Atlanta? Come back. All right, cool. Like, I'm going to jump right back.
Yo, this is the best time to get pulled over by cops.
No, it ain't.
Oh, yes, it is.
I got pulled over the day of Gabby's birthday in the Uber.
In the Uber?
On the way home from Chinatown. Wait, on the ramp, coming by my crib. Police looking at me. I said, yo, bro, I'm in the Uber. Why are you looking at me like this, man? But it was the same reason from by me. You know what I mean? They don't like me. That's why they be having leave with you.
I'd have my mask on, but I have COVID-19.
Nah, it was the 14th. We didn't get shut down yet. That was like the last Saturday to hang out.
No, that's what I'm saying. I'm talking about right now. I'm like, I'll be like, I'm just headed to the hospital because I can't.
Fuck around and they're going to escort you there. Like,
they're not pulling you over. You get pulled over today, you get shot. Police like, punk, we found one. It's like a zombie shit. Oh, it's not turning yellow.
Wooden boxing route. Destination, Central Park.
Yeah, so the guy started coughing.
Right, that's messed up.
Uncontrollably, it was something yellow in the whites of his eyes. So we took him down. We're going to drop him off at a proper way. Your ass going to be on the... What's that shit called? The Great Lawn or whatever that shit is over there. They got some kind of lawn something. They got some kind of like a thing. They going to bury your ass by Bolta, by the tunnel. Shout out to Bolta.
Bro, I know them OnlyFans is going crazy numbers right now.
Bro, that's what you're supposed to get onto.
Yo, I subscribe to like one.
I'm not subscribing to none of that.
I'm about to get an OnlyFans.
I'm about to make a page.
Yo, if I make an OnlyFans, I'm about to make mad money.
Nah, I gotta really talk to the... Wait, I was supposed to touch on this. I forgot what I was talking about. You gotta talk to the OnlyFans girls. I think they the new bootleggers out here.
You're not bear share.
The other sites still exist. You can't make a free service, a streaming service, and get everybody to subscribe for $22, $44, $12. No, that's not going to happen. Men, we need to stop this. He's too thotty.
Stop it.
Cardi, Belcalis, Lust, you know who it is. It's cool. It's nice to be nice to the people who provide these services. It's not okay to put their grandkids through college, because that's what we're about to do. They out here making 10 a month right now. Off making one video and then getting 500 people to subscribe to. Think of this same model as a blockbuster movie, right? Hollywood studios spent $2 million. I'm being modest. To get back $5 or $6 million. This is Swiss Beats over here with the fucking board.
That was my bad.
What you was playing over there?
I just wanted like to focus on you. My bad.
No, that's cool. So Hollywood invests X amount to recoup X amount in a profit, right? What they invest in? They wearing Uggs and stuff that they had from last summer. Yeah. Twerking. And us idiots are giving them profit on top of 0 = X. I ain't gonna say all of us, but a lot of us are idiots. Guys, we gotta stop this, man. Go on to old websites.
I agree.
I'm trying to use the good words to say it. Handle yourself. There's no need for this debauchery of these chicks getting a come up off us having a couple dollars and stuck in a house. Because your nasty ass is watching OnlyFans in the bathroom while your shorty is in the room. Because you're nasty. I see you.
People gonna be handshaking with arms the size of fucking Super Saiyans.
Yeah, everybody strong now. Damn.
Wasn't you the one who said you?
I said I'm gonna be able to slap box a bear at the end of this.
I ain't gonna say switch up. I might
you
say stop completely.
You ain't kidding about that.
Week one, niggas was on they shit like, yeah, I'm in the shower, fuck it, nobody else here, let me get one out. Week two, you like, nigga, if I don't fucking get the fuck out this house. You can't just keep beating your joint, my nigga. Gonna shake. Shit gonna have a scab, and now you can't get real pussy, and you done fucked up the whole dick. You gotta wait a week.
That's terrible.
You gotta put ointment on your shit, and not house tell your chick why the ointment is there. Yeah, stop beating off, guys. We better than this.
Yeah, you can't even. Let's talk about how you can't even get Lysol right now.
Oh, that's crazy.
They are charging you. Oh, man, supply and demand is ridiculous. Right?
What, Lysol from the Mad Red World?
Nah, I'm talking about Lysol. That you
now, you get Lysol. If you go to regular store, you should be able to get Lysol.
Nah, you can't. I'm telling you, sold out.
Like Target? If it's sold out, it's sold out. No, Target. But don't buy that shit on the internet for $85.
No,
nah, you can't even get it on Amazon right now.
Amazon
is
shut down. Oh, shout out to the Amazon employees. They're about to get a union. I see it coming out of this. Jeff Bezos, you had your fun and now you're done.
Good for them, man. Good for them.
Yeah,
that's what we're talking about.
Absolutely. Because
they deserve it.
He's such a nasty, and I don't want to talk bad about China, but he's such a nasty human being, making so much money off of Americans while denying Americans opportunities to make a fair wage. And that's all I got to say about that.
That's it. But
he was coming up though. Week one, he was feeling himself. Then people stopped going to work. He said, oh shit, we ordered some shit and ain't coming until May. Nobody's going to work at the facilities.
Oh, really?
So you continuously, how do you call it, depended on these folks showing up to work to make this whole thing work. They're not showing up anymore. None of it is working. Mm. So he'll take your $80 right now and tell you wait till May.
Yeah, that's pretty much how it's going. Like, if you, that's nasty. You see it on
super
nasty.
And don't delete me, because I know you got the power. You got the fucking, you done already made yourself a Thanos glove. Don't do it.
He's gonna snap on your bitch ass. But nah, my thing,
look at that man's
like,
face when you see him
it's
talk.
Horrible. It's horrible the fact. It's horrible at the fact that, you know, you're raising prices on essential things, which is like, you know, disinfectants, things that keep you safe in the world, and you're raising a price and you're, yo, literally, I went to Family Dollar.
How much you spent? How much you spent?
Nah, hold on. Let me
more
finish,
than a dollar.
Let me finish the story.
Got you.
Let me finish the story. So I go to Lysol. Nothing on the rack, right? I go, son is kicking a box that says Lysol. I'm like, yo, y'all gonna unpack that?
Someone's
like,
trying to get a little side hustle.
Yeah, he was like, yo, look, I'm not gonna put it on the shelf, but
you was by yourself?
Yeah.
I pushed that nigga and took the box. My family was there, he didn't have it.
Yeah.
That's it. I'm like, all right, cool, I got you. As soon as he bent down to pick it. Benny Hill. Y'all got like, so I came with this.
I bought the whole box. My son was trying to take it to the back and take it home. That's the crazy part.
Nah, but
thing.
Honestly, when this shit first happened, everybody was going crazy buying like Purell and shit. Yeah. Just buy regular ass rubbing alcohol, man.
Yeah. You can't even get that.
Well, you could week one if you were smart.
Week one, yeah, you could.
You got a gallon.
Week four, nothing.
Now you see nothing. You see these DIY niggas on YouTube talking about how to make alcohol from potatoes, bruh.
I was on all that stuff just for general purpose. Just,
so wait,
just
hold on. Now like, niggas is making long ass minute. They making moonshine in the tub.
Well, it's alcohol. You'll get alcohol from like distillation, but. You're gonna blow up the building. You don't want that either.
You have nowhere to bury this booze. You're supposed to bury it.
Well, after it's done.
Yeah, after it's done, you bury it.
But you don't need to. That's for
moonshine.
Continuing the process so you can drink it, but you can make alcohol. You don't need.
I know the process.
Yo, stop with those fucking sizzly S's, bro. You know what?
It's not a sizzly S. It's just a fuck.
It's a sizzly S. He said it was the mic, like he don't do it when the mic is
the
on.
The mic.
Lawrence, you be with the brother more than me. He don't do the sizzly ass with the mic off.
All the time.
Wow, really?
Yes, really. Yep.
That's nasty.
You know where the sizzly ass come from?
What?
The snake from the Robin Hood movie. The cartoon Robin Hood and Little John walking through the fire. It's the Disney joint back in the day.
Snap. Oh,
we said snakes don't walk, they slither. Yeah.
He's like a fox.
Remember the snake was like, snakes don't walk, they slither. So bad.
I would go as far as Harry Potter, maybe. I don't know.
I didn't watch Harry Potter. I was getting cootie cat when Harry Potter came out. I ain't had no time for the books or the movies. I saw the one where he ate weed, though, and he made gills.
Gills, yeah.
I saw that part.
Gilly
that
weed.
Stupid.
Gilly weed.
That's us. We smoke reefer and think we can fly. He ate reefer and thought he could swim.
Yo, give him a nugget, Lawrence.
Nugget?
Give him a nugget. Give Quack a nugget. I'm so curious. Just see what happens. Give
this drug test is going to be amazing. This drug test has been sponsored by the Talk About It podcast. I'm good. I don't need no reefer.
Brought to you by going straight to the farm after this shit is done.
Imagine. 30 days away from your family responsibilities. 30 days in the pristine jungle of upstate New York. Nah, I'm good. It was over. I had some, but I ran out of steam.
You got some vacation.
Steam to the fire. Nah, I'm cashing that check one day.
It's
cashing
it's
that
shit. It's bad for most, vacation for some.
30 days with pay? 2-3 years before retirement?
Take it. Yo, but cheers to people out there that's surviving and everything like that. Hold it down for your peoples. When you go to the supermarket, please wear your gloves. Please wear your mask. Please don't sneeze in people's face. Please keep your social distance 6 feet apart. Please, motherfucker, please. Because I learned today, if you don't wash your ass and people that are dirty, you cannot smell them from 6 feet apart. Unless they're above them.
Nah, but who wasn't watching their ass last month? That's who we really need to talk to.
Exactly.
Yes, who had to tell you how to watch
your ass? Let's reach out to you.
No, but guys, serious note. If everything goes bad, every night, if you have a CB radio or a walkie-talkie at 11:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, turn to Channel 3 and check in with the survivors. Y'all acting like this shit is the zombie apocalypse. My nigga, we gonna be all right. What are you talking about? The healthies versus the wealthies.
And don't forget to download the Scanner app.
The Scanner app?
Oh, no.
Scanner. Scanner.
Scanner. Check your temperature from far. The tightness of thing.
Oh, shit. He got 103. Yo. 103. Back up.
Y'all know what y'all gotta see? The Indian cops beating people
with the sticks?
With the sticks for being outside.
That shit was fucking crazy.
That was funny. Did you hear Indian cop got his arm chopped off with a sword the other day? They over there behaving like he don't want to behave right now.
Huh? Whoa.
Cut the nigga arm off. Hing.
Hey.
Hing.
Well, I didn't say I want to chop his arms off.
No, but, you know, anarchy. Sticks.
Anarchy! This is like, yo, we're 15 this bad decision away from the cup. Like,
this is America.
We won't
fall to that.
No,
Americans are our based intellect, just from public school alone, would not allow us to divulge a fall into anarchy. Yeah, like certain areas may.
You think so?
I know so.
Yeah, it's not.
I said certain areas. Not being mean to Brownsville. Shout out to all my niggas on that side. But all the Brownsvilles of America would go if some shit happened. Chicago's been a fucking big Brownsville for the last 3 years.
Yeah. Wait, did you?
Baltimore. South D.C.
That makes sense.
But yeah, it's not that. Like, people gonna descend into anarchy. Americans are better than that. Like, the scary people are gonna make scary decisions. You know what this is? This is a fight in the club. Right?
Just see what happens.
With no security guards.
We'll make it today.
No staff. And I wouldn't say today because people don't fight like that no more. No. But where you gotta find your man, grab him, find your man, shout out to Porky, grab him, get up out of there. Rally back with the troops when you get back to home and be like, yo, what the fuck happened, man? That's what this is.
Yeah.
A whole bunch of people gonna get beat up.
So it's like the Warriors?
No.
They didn't fight in no club.
No, they didn't.
They actually did. They fought in four boroughs.
This nigga here. I said they did.
Wow.
You see what he did?
Like,
yeah. I said they never fought in a club. He said, yes, they did. They fought in four boroughs.
No, I didn't say they did. I said they actually fought in four boroughs.
You don't get what I'm saying. If a fight break out in a club, it's 3,000 people in there. Everybody's fighting. It's like
it went to boroughs. Okay. Would you it's rather fight a club or a borough?
It's also a movie. Never happened in real life.
Neither did what you said.
Oh.
That's why I was giving shout outs to Porky.
What? Of course it's happened.
What the fuck is this nigga talking about?
It's happened.
You get
so
on the wrong bus.
I've been
in
a bar fight.
You need to get on the small
it's
bus.
Happened.
Stop getting
I've
on the long bus.
Keon, it's happened.
But you get what I'm saying. That chaos. And I'm not saying that the human is going to live through that experience during that time. The way you deal with this later is gonna be the same as that. Who you check on? Like, yo, who I left? Who I forgot about? Boom, boom, boom. How was this? But the beginning phase is that weird thing, like, oh, that's over there. Then it moves over here, and spreads and spreads. Had nothing to do with the Warriors. You just took me off pivot for some dumb shit.
I'm just saying this. Look.
Do you understand the word pivot?
I get what you're saying, but I'm just saying what you're comparing this shit to? It's more like the Warriors.
Yeah.
Oh, because only one affected group is moving from place to place while being affected? That makes no sense. That doesn't make any sense. There's no correlation between the Warriors movie and
an
epidemic of a virus. It's impossible to relate the two.
There's nowhere near any possibility of relating the two.
Unless there was coronas.
Can I break it down?
And the Lizzies.
You can break down to the Lizzies.
Yeah. Them bitches had a gun.
Yeah, they was crazy.
They fucked them niggas. They killed Coach Cheese, right?
Nah, they didn't kill Coach Cheese.
They didn't kill anybody. They didn't get it. Yeah.
When Coach Cheese died, I was mad about that shit.
Coach Cheese didn't die. He survived.
He didn't die. He survived.
Coach Cheese made it back to Coney?
Yeah.
That nigga's buggy.
And Swan.
Swan made it back to Coney for sure. He white. He had to make it back.
On that note, we're going to end it off by saying, if you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. So it's free. There's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or your computer. Anchor will distribute your podcast for you. So it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and a whole bunch more. You can make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. It's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. So go download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started.